listening to The Friday Concert with Paul Herriot.
Good evening and a very warm welcome as you join us here at the National Concert Hall in Dublin for another Friday Concert. Tonight, of course, with the RTE National Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Gavin Maloney. Well, we're turning our attention this evening to purely symphonic matters, and in the second half of our concert tonight, the great 18th century Austrian composer Anton Bruckner's Symphony No. 4 in E-flat, an expansive work that really redefines its romantic designation in idyllic, pastoral, medieval terms, complete with the hunting scenes and birdsong. More of that a little bit later on. But we're beginning our concert this evening with a second opportunity for Irish audiences to hear a landmark 10th symphony from one of our most distinguished living composers, John Kinsella. Well, this is a very special performance also because, sadly, as many of you listening may already know, the death occurred last Saturday of the conductor, Emer O'Brien, no stranger to the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, and at the behest of John Kinsella, the performance this evening is dedicated to the memory of Emer O'Brien, who served as an RTE staff conductor between the years of 1953 and 1989. John Kinsella, then, served indeed himself for several years as head of music at RTE before taking that great leap in 1988 to devote all his energies to full-time composition. Well, generally speaking, he has said, "My style is very bold. The prevailing characteristics of his music, by his own admission, are passionate expression, intense ardour, rhythmical animation and unexpected turns." Well, since taking that leap, he's written a second violin concerto, a cello concerto, a fourth string quartet, many solo and chamber works, and of course, now, those 10 symphonies. Kinsella has been interested in the symphonic form then since early childhood and attracted, needless to say, to the examples of Beethoven, for example. Well, in fact, he'd already written his first symphony by the age of 17, and a lot of early encouragement for the composer came from RTE at that time. And over the years, he's said that his style of writing has changed to make it ultimately more communicative. His first symphony came in 1985, and spurred on by the reaction, a series of symphonic works became an ultimate goal. By the time he'd completed his sixth, he'd almost assumed that that was it, but a series of commissions has lengthened the journey. Now the call of number 10 has proved irresistible, and this work was heard for the first time last year, just weeks before the composer's 80th birthday. Eastern European and Scandinavian influences, for example, have played their part here, and John Kinsella himself has admitted to never quite knowing where he will end up when he embarks on such a creative process. The work, he says, is much an expression of myself. Well, like the novel, he said the symphony will always be there as a form. Providing a future for it depends on the number of composers who are interested in writing for that form in the first place, and, of course, the orchestras. Tonight it falls, then, to the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, of course. How appropriate that this performance, then, is also naturally dedicated to the memory of Emer O'Brien. Applause for the leader of the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, Alan Smale. And of course we now await the arrival on stage this evening of Gavin Maloney. No stranger, of course, to the orchestra and to audiences here at the National Concert Hall. Our opening work this evening, John Kinsella's Symphony No. 10, dedicated to the memory of Emer O'Brien.